97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It's Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying summer part four, right? 80 degrees yesterday, 85. It's in the 70s out there this morning, and it's kind of balmy.
Oh, yeah. I had shorts on yesterday. It was almost too hot to wear pants.
I had shorts on yesterday.
How was your appointment with Dr. Green?
It was awesome. Can I just, somebody had to do it. I did it. And I'm very happy about that. Went out to Old Hickory Golf Course, got invited out there by a friend, and boy, we had a good time. And here's the thing. It was so windy yesterday that it even affected my golf game, which is saying a lot, because my golf game is not good. But there were times when there must have been 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts in our face while we're trying to drive a ball 200 yards mm-hmm. out, right? And it did. It did definitely had an impact on our game. But then on the downside, you know, it was 86 degrees, sunny, and there was cold beer. So it really didn't matter in the end. We had a good time. Thank you, though. Hopefully, you got a chance to enjoy it. You got one more day. Still going to be windy today, but it doesn't matter. Get out there, vote. While I was on the golf course, my friend Jim was texting me. He was in line out in St. Charles County at that Element Church. And hour and a half yesterday, middle of the day, like he was out there. He must have been out there at 11:30. Well, no, I take that back. He got out there before. He texted me later the pictures. He got out there before the polls opened yesterday at 8:30 and didn't get done till 10 a.m.
And so, is that from getting in line in the car and waiting and then going in?
No. Like
that's the whole process, or that's just simply standing in the line?
Standing in the line.
Oh, my gosh.
He got there at 8:30. The polls open at 9 out there, and he got in line immediately, and the line didn't start moving till 9, and they weren't out of there voting it until 10.
Well, I guess what's interesting is it seems like the problem at Element is the line outside the church, that I guess getting into the parking lot, because it's so big, has not been the problem.
No,
well,
it's
almost the opposite, at least in my experience, at the Election Authority in St. Peter's, because the line backing up on 70 and even 79, that's the problem.
But
once you get up to the actual building and you're waiting outside, that line for me moved pretty quickly.
I would say St. Louis has more voting locations, but the lines aren't necessarily that much faster because the turnout is so big. We've been getting updates every day. I've been forwarding those to you from St. Louis County. They've been pretty good about keeping us informed about what these turnout has been. And it's record. We're having record turnout for this election. I mean, they've never seen anything quite like it. Yesterday, another 1,236 people showed up to no excuse in-person vote yesterday, broken down by locations. Looks like the Board of Elections was the busiest, but a lot of them had 1,800 people show up yesterday. I had a good friend who went and voted in St. Louis County, and it took him over an hour.
Wow. I'll tell you what, it is such a relief knowing that I've already voted, that I don't have to worry about it. It's something coming up on Election Day.
It's banked. My preference is that we all vote on Election Day, but this is probably the new reality, and I'm encouraged that people are embracing it on our side,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think they did last two times around. I really don't, and I think that hurt. There's a shocking report here somewhere in my pile of stuff. All due respect to Rush Limbaugh, so in my stack of stuff, there's a story in here about the fact that Republicans have turned out in greater numbers in New Jersey for early voting than Democrats. And that's a consistently blue state.
You mean all those pieces of garbage are turning up to vote early? Is that what you're trying to say?
You are a deplorable. You are a meathead. Yeah, Joe Biden gave the... Certainly, we're going to get to that soundbite here. Joe Biden gave the 2016 version of all Trump supporters, half the Trump supporters, you could put in a basket of deplorables. The racists, the homophobes, Islamophobes. Joe Biden had that moment yesterday. And here's the interesting thing about it. He was sitting in his office in front of a laptop computer – while his vice president was out the back window, the east window on the Ellipse, giving a speech. Why was he entertaining media while she was out there speaking?
That's been a continued pattern with the Biden administration, where she's trying to do some rally and then he's taking coverage away and doing at the exact same time some sort of media availability.
Yeah, it was just odd. Scott Jennings was commenting on it yesterday on CNN. I'll get to some of that for you a little later. By the way, we are going to talk to Rick Stream today. Rick is, of course, the St. Louis County Republican election commissioner. There's a Republican and a Democrat in that role. We're going to talk to Rick about some of this record turnout, see if he has any advice for his counterpart, Kurt Barr, out in St. Charles County. I don't know. Maybe they are overwhelmed by the turnout so far. Right now, though, Carl Middleman, good morning to you. Let's get to our top stories.
Let's do it.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is their supporters.
Yep, I think that's about as clear as it can be. If you are a Trump supporter, you are garbage as far as Joe Biden, the supposed president of the United States, is concerned.
After two assassination attempts in just over 3 months, her lies and her slanders are very shameful and really inexcusable.
Yeah. When you resort to name calling, you've lost the argument. They know they're losing, and now it's every day it's Hitler, 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 and it's so obvious to everybody watching.
You know, Nancy Pelosi sent me to a federal prison. The 4 months in federal prison not only didn't break me, it empowered me.
He's back, baby. That's Steve Bannon. Came out of prison actually looking thinner and tanner than when he went in. I'm not quite sure how that's possible, but we're going to get to his sound for you coming up here.
Senator Chris Von Halen. What the hell's his name? He's new. Chris Von
Thank you, Carl Middleman, for the Van Halen reference there. That was Van Halen, Kim, in case you didn't pick up on that.
I did not.
I didn't think that you did. Chris Van Halen, he called the longtime senator Chris Van Hollen Van Halen, and he really had no idea what the hell he was talking about for a minute, and then he just laughed it off.
Does he ever know what he's talking about?
I don't know if he ever knows what he's talking about, but, oh, man. Carl, I am in the middle of the book Brothers by Alex Van
and
Halen.
How do you like
right
it?
Now. So far, it has been a fantastic read. Can I just give you a little review here for a moment? Of course, I am, as you might have picked up over the past 14 years,
partial,
just a little bit of a Van Halen fan. I'm a Van Halen fanatic. And it's a glimpse behind the closed door. I mean, to me, it's the Van Halen brothers have always been so closed off to everyone. Ed did a few interviews over the years. Alex really avoided the spotlight most of the time. You heard from David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar, and to get this glimpse of who they were when they were teenagers and children, and I mean immigrants to this country. They were born in Holland, I think, and they obviously achieved massive success. But we, as Van Halen fans, are always focused on why did David Lee Roth leave? How did you get Sammy Hagar? How come you now hate both of those singers? I mean, those are questions that linger for all of us. And I'm reading this with a lot of interest. In fact, I've gone back and listened to some of the albums in order as he talks about them in the book. He has not gotten to Sammy Hagar yet. I'm waiting. David Lee Roth just quit the band. I'm in that chapter right now. So
Sammy Hagar's coming up.
We know how it ends because it's real life, but I'm anxious to hear Alex's take on all of that.
And I told you yesterday that Fair Warning was their lowest selling album.
You did.
Was at the time, but then the one they did in 12 with Roth, is the lowest selling album.
I bet it was.
I'm not even counting the Sharon album.
And I also found out that Alex Van Halen is very bitter over the fact that Eddie Van Halen did the guitar work for Michael Jackson on Thriller,
didn't tell him
at first, and then when he found out, and then later one of their songs was climbing the chart, but it never got to number one because Thriller was number one with Eddie Van Halen on it. So they were kind of angry about that.
And he didn't get credit on that, so he didn't get any songwriting.
He didn't ask for it. Right. Didn't get any money or anything. All right. Enough of the music review this morning. We'll get back to more of Biden's comments with you bunch of garbage-carrying Trump supporters out there right after our national anthem. Carl?
Mark, today it is Carlos Santana and his daughter on drums, and it is very up-tempo, and it's really good.
To put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yep, there it is, folks, in all of its glory. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, thinks that 80 million Americans are garbage. That if you don't agree with his worldview, you are garbage. Think about that around the Thanksgiving table coming up this holiday season. He thinks that any of you who support Donald Trump are garbage. It's offensive. I am hesitant to assign intent to it because I don't know how much Joe Biden has control of his faculties these days. But I do think that one thing that comes with dementia is sort of your filters go away, right? I think you're more likely to say what's really on your mind than when you have your full faculties. So what I don't doubt, because Joe Biden has said things like this before, that's how he feels about people that support Donald Trump. I do believe that. And I believe Hillary Clinton feels that way again about each and every one of you. I think for Hillary Clinton, listen to what she says here. Listen to what she said at the time that hurt her so much around election time.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Half. My guess is at this point, she believes it's all of us. And she might be still in control enough to not say that. But I do believe that's what she believes now.
Don't tell me what to say.
I think that's what she believes now. And what do you think, Kim, you heard Joe Biden say this yesterday?
I agree. I think it's almost as if you've had a couple drinks more than you probably should have, and the filter comes off. Well, it sounds like Joe Biden has. And I do. I think this is probably what's come of, I would say, dementia. And so I do think he feels that way. I think he means it. I don't think he intended to say that. And it almost, when you listen to the soundbite, it almost seems as though he realized what he had just said, but there was not an easy way to recover, or he couldn't figure it out in the moment.
No, he didn't. He tweeted out later that what he meant was that comedian who's a supporter.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that comedian's a supporter. I have no idea. Trump said yesterday, I have no idea who the guy is. He was talking last night on Hannity, and he was pointing out the fact that he did not know who this guy even was when he wasn't even in the building when this guy started, because he started really early, like right after they did the national anthem here.
I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in. You don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault. But somebody said some bad things. Now, what they've done is taken somebody that has nothing to do with the party, has nothing to do with us, said something, and they try and make a big deal. But I don't know who it is. I don't even know who put them in. And I can't imagine it's a big deal. I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president, I think, that's ever been president.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised they don't vet them. I understand that comedian has nothing to do with the party, but let's be real. I mean, look at the way that this has been spun, right? And Trump somehow has been blamed for the comedian's comments. So I am a little surprised that at this point, when the stakes are so high, that they're not wanting to get some feel for what that comedian might say, right?
Right. You wouldn't put Kevin Hart or Chris Rock out there to warm up your crowd, if this is your crowd.
Right, you're not going to put Chelsea Handler at a Trump rally because she hates Trump.
They're popular comedians. So in other words, you would filter them based on what you know about them. But clearly somebody didn't have the conversation with this guy. Keep it clean. Don't offend anybody. Just warm the crowd up a little bit, and then we'll move on to the other speakers.
Right, because it's become a distraction now that the Trump campaign's having to deal with when we're in the last week, less than a week now from the election, and this is what they're having to deal with.
But still, I don't know that you can hold him responsible
for
what this guy said. I'm glad that they're dealing with it head on because it's really become ridiculous at this point. To have CBS News yesterday morning going up and down the street and finding random people who claim to be from Puerto Rico saying this has changed the way they're going to vote. Did you hear the senator from Puerto Rico yesterday? She loves Trump. So it's all just hogwash. Nonsense. We're going to be back with Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I saw another whale had washed up. It's becoming a pattern. Is it the windmills? Is it the pounding of the seafloor? How many whales is it going to take?
There aren't many places where the North Atlantic right whale can go. It's destined to extinction.
It sounds like they're going to pile drive.
Is this what the whale is experiencing?
How
can they?
What the United States is looking at is thousands of wind turbines in an area that our whales, our dolphins, our marine life, where they live, where they migrate, where they breed.
That is from the documentary Thrown to the Wind. It's about 30 minutes from what I saw. I've watched about half of it. But they're talking about how since 2016, 350 whales have died on the East Coast alone. And they believe it's directly from these wind turbines that are being put up offshore. That they're so focused on climate change that they're jeopardizing marine life. And and all these, environmentalists and the lefties who are so worried about all this stuff are silent about it. I'll admit, I did not know much about this whole situation until I was listening to Donald Trump's interview on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was talking about it. Play that clip for us, Carl.
What is happening with the whales? I've read about this.
Well, they say that the wind drives them crazy. It's a vibration because you have those, those things that 50-story buildings, some of them.
Right, and they're 50. Super sensitive to vibrations and sounds.
The wind is rushing, the things are blowing, it's a vibration, and it makes noise. You know what it is? I want to be a whale psychiatrist. It drives the whales freaking crazy.
Yes.
And something happens with them. But for whatever reason, they're getting washed up on shore, and yet the environmentalists...
Conveniently ignored by the environmental
people. Yeah, but the environmentalists, they don't talk about it.
Maybe that's what Trump would do if he wasn't running for president.
It's sort of like Kamala Harris's voice does that to me. Maybe I'll wash up on shore.
Some of us would prefer that, maybe.
If I washed up on the shore?
Well, if a lot of us would be washed up, but yeah, listening to Kamala Harris, that might be the better option.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's just fascinating. Now, that's just a good example. You played that bite from the Joe Rogan interview. I've got another one from that interview this morning here. What a wide-ranging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Kamala Harris sitting down and having anything resembling a conversation, an intelligent conversation regarding whales dying off the East Coast? She would have no idea what the hell you were talking about. The East Coast, where's that?
Rogan did a really good job of reining him in because he can go off topic and he can just really focus on random stuff that's not that important. But when you can get him back on topic, that guy has so much just random knowledge. Were you that familiar with this whole situation going on with the whales? They're saying that, whales would wash up on shore and die, but not even remotely close to how often it's happening now. And so you have to ask the question, what has changed? Well, what has changed is they're putting all these wind turbines in. I think they have a shelf life of 20 years, so they're having to replace them. They're burying the lines basically on the floor, the ocean floor, and so there's obviously work related to that, and so they're saying it's the vibration of these wind turbines that's totally just
screwing up the whales.
And it's funny because if you Google this, naturally you find all these articles that say, scientists say there's no credible evidence linking offshore wind farms to whale deaths. They always want to credit the scientists and, you know, just basically making anybody who would suggest that, which I guess would in this case be a lot of conservative, you know, lawmakers, they want to make them seem like they're crazy for even trying to link those two things.
Do you know where there are no wind turbines? Off the coast of Hyannisport. You know what's in Hyannisport? Where all the Kennedys live. Mm. Kennedys are the big, it's the NIMBY thing. It's the not in my backyard group. They're the ones that are they bought into this whole climate change scam. But when it came to putting wind turbines out that would affect their view of their beautiful ocean off of Hyannisport with their multi-million dollar homes, they don't want them there. So they put them in different places other than there, but they are there. And this is something that I knew birds were dying. I'm not surprised to hear that there are like subsonic tones being put off that would affect whales.
Yeah,
I'm not
the vibrations.
Surprised to hear that at all.
I mean, think about how dependent they are on that and how much that would impact them. You know, I was in Iowa a couple weeks ago, and you know, you see these wind turbines everywhere. But man, there were so many signs in these small towns of people saying, like, stop with the wind turbines. Because I guess there's some legislation that is going to be on the November ballot that they want to get more of these put up. And the farmers are sick and tired of it.
Yeah. Well, and they make money off that. That's another way a lot of those things got in out there. I mean, a lot of the farmers may be opposed to it, but having one of those placed on your property is revenue. Repeated revenue. Like you make money off them using a piece of your property, and I don't know if you get to share some of the energy or not, but I do know that they get a kickback for that. So that's how they sold it to a lot of these people, and it's ugly. I'm sorry. It's ruined the landscape in a lot of these places.
Yeah. It's funny. It is so funny to me, the hypocrisy. I mean, we point that out in so many areas where the left says one thing and then they do the opposite. And to me, this is just a perfect example of that. If they're so worried, you know, got to get rid of the fossil fuel. We got to make sure that we're all electric vehicles and da, 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 all the things they want to do. And, you know, wind energy. And, okay, well, have you thought about the impact that that's having? Because it's so easy for them just to, you know, ignore the parts that aren't so pretty about what they're trying to do. And this would be one of them. How can you possibly explain to me how 350 whales have died along the East Coast since 2016? I mean, seriously, for just the beginning of 2023, so the first 6 months of 2023, I think they were saying some 60 whales alone had washed up on shore. Some guy, you know, marine biologist was interviewed in this documentary, and he's like, you know, I'd see a whale or two, you know, maybe once a year. He's like, I saw four whales wash up on shore, like within a matter of days.
I was about to ask, what's the rate been up until these were put in?
Like, I mean, way
rare,
less.
Rare?
A handful a year. Nothing close to what we're seeing now, where you're seeing multiple whales wash up in a matter of days. And these are multiple types of whales. And you heard the one woman there in the documentary who she lives in New Hampshire, and she's been going out and studying all of this. And she's saying how frustrated she is feeling like, you know, oh, climate change. We got to make sure we address climate change. And she says, why is nobody willing to admit that this could have implications that maybe they didn't already consider could happen? I don't know.
Because they're all in.
Well, yeah. But I mean, think about where we are going to be in 5 years. If this is the direction we're going now, you have the Biden administration talking about wanting to make all these other changes to address climate change because that's one of their top concerns. And I don't even think that reflects what the American people are most concerned about. I think most Americans are concerned about the economy. Can I pay for groceries? Can I afford my house payment? All kinds of issues that have nothing to do with climate change.
I just don't think you truly appreciate how right these people are and how wrong you are, Kim.
That's true. Thank you for pointing that out.
I really don't think so, but I can give an example here.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
You have stolen my dreams.
Stolen my dreams. People are dying, she says. Hold on, wait for it.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you? Well, it sounds like the whales are dying, so there's that.
Yeah, I wonder how Greta feels about that, wherever she is these days.
Kamala doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't say Merry Christmas, because how dare you say that? That's what Kamala's focused
don't
on.
Say Merry
how dare you?
How dare you? How
it
dare
won't
you?
Be a Merry Christmas.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit more about the voter guide, because there is record voting underway. If you've waited in line so far, I don't know what your experience has been, but I want to talk more about these issues in the voter guide. 971talk.com is where you can get that. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
Yeah, over 20,000 people voted just yesterday in St. Louis County. Some record numbers we're seeing there. Obviously, my experience in St. Charles County has been the same. I'd love to hear from people in other counties, Jefferson, Lincoln. I know the lines haven't been quite as long in some of those spots, but of course, there are also multiple voting locations. What do you think it's all about? I don't know. I'm hopeful that it is at a record turnout for people who are sick to death of what they're hearing out of Washington, D.C. in this administration. Now, my voter guide is out there. The biggest question I've received, period, end of discussion, is about the judges. I didn't make judge selections here. I'm not in the courtroom of these people. I don't know enough about them. I know some people have chosen to be against particular judges because of who appointed them. So, like, for example, for some people, if it's a Jay Nixon appointee, they're voting no, right? They want them all kicked out. And here's the thing. If they end up leaving office, I guess Governor Kehoe would appoint their replacement when he gets sworn in. I did share the list of judge picks from the St. Louis County Family Association. There's only one on there that I disagree with that I know of, and that is Judge Gary Gartner is his name. I've heard from a number of people in law enforcement that he is a strong supporter of law enforcement in the courtroom, that he was appointed by a Democrat, but he doesn't judge like a Democrat. He is pro-law enforcement. So I'm a yes on him for sure. And the first two people on my list were Kelly Broniak and Ginger Gooch, who are two of the Supreme Court justices who voted in favor of kicking Amendment 3 off the ballot. So I'm a yes on both of them. So that judge list is up there on my website, on the Facebook page, I should say. It's pinned to the top of the page, right next to a picture of me and Todd Patrick Pyro. So you can find, if you have questions about the judges, that's where you can find it. On the statewide amendments, I'm a no on everything but Amendment 7, which is the citizens-only vote and banning ranked choice voting. You need to be a yes on Amendment 7. I'm a no on everything else. Here's the deal. You know, after the school board elections, Kim, the Post-Dispatch took great joy in pointing out that I didn't have a great record of victory among the people that I supported. That's not what this list is about. I didn't go through and try to lick my finger and stick it up in the wind and say, which way is the wind blowing? I want to have the best record at the end of the election. That's not what this is about. This is about the best candidates and the best decisions on these issues. If your worldview is like mine, if you listen to this show, you know what my worldview is. I'm a conservative. I view these things through a conservative lens, and that's what this voter guide is. My pick for statewide office, all Republicans. That's not going to surprise you because they share my worldview. I didn't support each and every person on that list of my primary choices because I thought some of them would do a better job. But I'm now supporting the Republicans that are running for those offices. Adam Schnelting, David Gregory, and the Senate races. So important when you go out there to vote that you're voting for a straight Republican ticket here. David Gregory in Senate 15 is crucial. Adam Schnelting, Senate 23, it's crucial. No on Amendment 3. which of course is the abortion initiative petition. A no on Amendment 2, which is, I'm a no, quite frankly, because it's not because I'm opposed to you being able to go on your phone and bet on the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cardinals or the Chiefs, whoever you want to. I don't care about that necessarily, but it's a lie, and I see it repeated every day on the TV, and I hear it repeated every day on this radio station, where they bought these ads lying about a $100 million constitutional guarantee that this money will go to schools. It's a lie. It's a lie. It even says it in the wording. The money to schools could be zero up to $28 million. Zero is a real possibility. So it's a lie to guarantee, to say the word guarantee and $100 million. This is why you need to understand what these amendments are about. So go in and read the guide. You know, Amendment 5 is that casino at the Lake of the Ozarks. I'm a no on that because I think there's some funny money involved down there, right? It's like the movie, it's like the show Ozark. I joke about Marty and Wendy Bird doing a commercial for it. Somebody's getting paid off, and I'm opposed to it. This thing should never have been on the ballot to begin with, and the people at the Lake of the Ozarks don't want it. The people that live there don't want it. I'm a no on the court fees, and I've taken some heat from law enforcement for that. It's not about law enforcement. It's about how we fund pensions in this state, and they shouldn't be done through fees on somebody being dragged into court. The state needs to, this is on the legislators to find a better way to fund these pensions for certain members of law enforcement. It only affects sheriffs and prosecutors, so it's not a huge number to begin with, but I'm a no on it. And it's got nothing to do with law enforcement. It's about how we fund pensions in this state. Go read the voter guide, 971talk.com, and vote. Talk to your friends and neighbors. It's never been more important than this year. Coming back, we'll talk to Steve Cordes about the garbage comments. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.